This is Randy, and you're listening to The Beauty Brains, episode 94. And that means only 6 more shows until our giant-sized 100th episode extravaganza. Hi, everyone. We're Randy Schuler and Perry Romanowski, hosts of the only podcast where real scientists answer your beauty questions. Perry, did you like the way I teased our 100th anniversary show there?
Yeah, I'm glad you're embracing the tease, but 100 episodes? Wow.
I know. I'm excited, and we have some special things planned for our listeners, so we'll get to that. But if you liked that teaser, then you'll love this teaser for today's show. Stay tuned to find out if hair dye removing products really work.
Oh, wow. Do hair dye products really work?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that sounds fascinating. You know what else is fascinating? I was going through the iTunes the iTunes software, and they have podcast reviews and things. And, you know, I actually looked at it. The Beauty Brains is moving up in the rankings on iTunes, and that is mostly because we have these great reviews. And so, as we like to do with whenever you put a iTunes review, we go through and read it. So, Randy, do we have any iTunes reviews today?
We do have a couple of new ones. We actually have our first review from Spain, which I found very exciting. The username is just a string of numbers. So here's what 154-789-23568-71009 had to say. It's difficult to make informed decisions on skin and hair care products, and the Beauty Brains approach is a true breath of fresh air. Plus, I find Randy and Perry really likable. So that's nice. That was another 5-star review. And you know, it's like you said.
Remember when I went through that phase at work where I was trying to improve my likability index?
Sort of.
And then I polled everybody in the lab and I said, "Could you rate me for likability?" And then I started smiling a lot more and using people's names. And then a couple of months later, I had people rate my likability index. Oh, I don't know how I didn't get fired at that job.
Somehow I managed to blank out some of the things you did just because it's too painful. But yeah, I hope that worked out for you.
All right, back to the iTunes reviews.
So, you know, it's exciting that we've got, I don't know, I think like 95 reviews now or something. And all of them are 4- and 5-star reviews.
Wow.
Until today.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Why, did they add a 6-star?
No, we actually got our first 3-star reviews. So I wanted to, we're not here just about the good stuff. I want to read the stuff that's not so good too. So here's what JPH had to say in a 3-star review. Good resource. Good resource for low bias scientific information regarding beauty products, which is hard to find. Can be a little dry and uber nerdy. Didn't you take an uber nerdy to work today? I thought I saw that you pull up in one of those. Guilty as charged, I guess. In another review, Jenna Kang says, also a 3-star review, the headline is "Volume Control, Please." Or maybe I should read it as "Volume Control, Please." So Jenna says, Jenna lists pros. The pro is informative podcast. Okay.
Okay.
And then some cons. And the cons are, there are two cons. Number one, volume control. And Jenna says, says, one guy always seems to be a little louder and more excited. I think you might be the loud, excited guy. I'm not sure. I don't know. You think I'm the loud, excited guy?
I've been listening to the show, and it occurs to me that your audio is maybe a little louder than mine.
Wow. I would have thought it was you. All right. Well, listeners, write in and let me know which one it is. No, but Jenna says, it's painful to listen to on either speaker or earbuds because the volume is never steady. I have to constantly adjust my volume to make up for this difference. So seriously, thanks for pointing that out because, I listen to the show and I realize it's not great, but it never seemed to be that big of a problem to me or I would have addressed it. So I'm going to put our crack IT staff on this one to see if we can improve it.
Yeah, I maybe she's listened to some older episodes where we weren't as good, but I've been listening...
Sure. It didn't seem to be a problem, but you know what?
I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I don't notice any difference in audio versus ours versus others.
Well, you know, I guess my point is, if you have feedback like this, any of our listeners, you know, you don't have to save it just for a review. You can email us at thebeautybrains.com and let us know, and we'll certainly try to address it.
Or you can even call Randy. Randy, why don't you get about your home phone number right now?
Yeah, at the end of the program. And then, okay, so let me get back to Jenna's second con, which was every episode seems to have a long intro that's not related to the title of the episode before they get to the actual content. I think this is a great example of that. And we're 5 minutes in and we haven't done anything yet. But but sometimes it's like the monologue on, you know, a talk show before you get to the guests. You know, it's that kind of thing. So
it's a podcast too. You can fast forward. not that you're going to miss all this quality entertainment.
Yeah. Or lack thereof. So anyway, thank you. We do, seriously, that we do take your negative feedback along with the praise. So thank you for everyone for leaving the reviews.
And speaking of negative feedback, somebody sent me an email about our book.
It's not okay to have lead in your lipstick.
And answers to other questions that you were dying to know. No, not that book. Our first collaboration book was called Beginning Cosmetic Chemistry.
Right. It's more for the scientific crowd, not the general populace, but for our first book.
And, you know, the feedback on that from everybody who talks to me, they just love it. They're like, the feedback is always great. Until this email I got, the guy wrote, here it is. Hi, I bought your latest book and read it completely. I'm sorry for being very straightforward to my point, but your book was the worst boom I have ever read in my life. There is no start and no end. There is no correlation between chapters. For each chapter, you just wrote the summary of the articles you referenced at the end of the chapter. It was a waste of money buying your book. I wish I gave that money to a homeless instead. At least I wouldn't regret it. Take care. I mean, I know the book has gone through a couple editions and some changes, which we weren't involved in, but... Wow, I would rather have given the money to a homeless.
Well, first of all, the book is not for everybody. It's really written for people beginning in the industry. It's not meant for consumers. So if I don't know who this person was, but if you're just an average Joe who bought the book, you probably are going to be disappointed in it because you're not the target audience. And secondly, it is sort of a just episodic chapters about different aspects of the industry. It's not a novel, you know, where there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's not written that way, so I'm not sure. Right. But I'm sure the homeless person would have been happy to have the money. So,
wow. Yeah, but I do appreciate it. It did make me giggle, and we always like, you know, any feedback we get.
Yes, we do. All right, well, we should stop with the long introduction and get on to the meat of today's show, which we already teased at the top of the program, but do hair dye removing products like Color Oops really work? And that's a question that Lenora asked us in our forum. She said, there seems to be some debate about this online. I'm wondering if you guys can please answer if Color Oops, not only does it really work, but can it be damaging to the hair? So thanks for that question, Lenora. But I think before we, you know, can really talk about how to remove hair color, we should talk just a little bit about how to put the color into your hair.
That's a great idea. Now, we could spend an entire show, or maybe even several shows, just talking about hair color chemistry, and we would get accused of being even more dry than we are. I mean, it's a very complex subject, you know. Yeah, if we wanted to up our, hey, you guys are dry on iTunes. No, it's a very complex subject, but let me just give you a quick moist version. Now, you can color the hair by applying some sort of dye that stains the surface layer, which is the cuticle, and that's how natural hair colors like henna work.
Yeah.
It's also how those fashion colors like Manic Panic work. Now, a few episodes we mentioned that you could even use Kool-Aid, and if you have the right hair type, and that's also how that works, if you don't mind, you know, the ridiculous neon colors.
Yeah, and last week you said that you could use Manic Panic on your armpit hair, too.
You did, yes. I'm going to try that right when they send me a sample. But if you're looking for a natural shade of hair color and you want the shade to last as long as possible, then you're going to need to use a permanent hair color, which is based on oxidative dyes.
Sure.
I always found it ironic that oxidative hair colors don't actually have any color in them.
Yeah.
Instead, they contain very tiny molecules that, when they are reacted together, they link and form a larger molecule that actually gives you the color. And the reason this works so well compared to the types of dyes that just stain your hair is that the molecules are small enough to actually penetrate deeper into the hair shaft. And then under the right reaction conditions, they link up to form these larger molecules. That's called a polymerization reaction. And those molecules get too big to get back out of the hair, so the dye stays in there. The dye molecule actually will stay in there as long, you know, at least until the hair grows out, right? Actually, it'll just stay in there. It can wash out, too.
Well, some small amount will come out, but sure. Yeah.
Now, this reaction that links those tiny molecules together is what's called the oxidation reaction, and that's why we call these oxidative hair dyes. Now, because this process happens to use hydrogen peroxide as the oxidizing agent, you can also lighten your hair, your natural hair color in this process, because hydrogen peroxide also can bleach the hair if it's at the appropriate pH.
Yeah.
So this is a gross oversimplification, but at least it gives you a sense of how these products work. And now we can talk about how do you remove that color and how these color removing products will work.
Yeah. And, you know, if the audience is interested, maybe at some point we could come back and do another show that talks a little bit more about, you know, the differences between the permanent hair colors, the semi-permanent, the demi-permanent colors. I mean, there's a whole, you know, slew of information we could delve into. So if you're interested, you know, let us know. Leave a comment on the blog post for today's show. All right. So there really are two different ways to chemically break down a hair dye and remove its color. Now, one is by oxidation, but you can continue to oxidize the molecule and break it down. Now that removes electrons. And then the other way is by reduction, which adds electrons. So either way, the idea is to try and break down these large molecules into smaller pieces. And when you do that, two things happen. First, when you break down the chromophore, and that's just the technical name for the molecule that you know is responsible for the color, when you break down that molecule, it's not going to interact with light the same way, so it won't produce the same color anymore, or at least it won't produce as intense a color. And then secondly, since you're breaking the molecule down and making it smaller, those little pieces can slip out of the hair more easily, so some of the color will then wash out.
Yep.
All right. Now, there are several products on the market that work this way. I'm going to mention a couple of them. And I'm going to put Amazon links in the show notes. So if any of our listeners are interested, you can actually just click right through to buy some of these products. And we get like a tiny fraction of a penny off of each thing you buy. So it does help support the show. So I'll mention a couple of these and then look at the show notes for details. So Wella has a two-phase system called their Color Remover Kit. And you mix that together to activate it. It's based on the chemical persulfate and hydrogen peroxide. That costs about $10 for a kit. I think these are all single-use products.
Right.
So about $10 to try and get rid of your hair color. Then Jerry Redding has a product called the One and Only Color Fix. That's actually a three-part system. It's based on sodium hydroxymethane and sulfenic acid, and that'll cost you about $17. And then L'Oreal has a couple of products. They have their Effisol Color Remover. That's a powder that you mix with water. It's based on persulfate as the oxidizing agent. That's about $11 for a pack of that powder. L'Oreal also makes a Color Zap product. I couldn't find any ingredient information on that one, so I'm just going to kind of let that one go. Yeah, I mean, that is such a pet peeve of mine. And, you know, we talked about the new personal care products legislation that may mandate, you know, make it illegal not to have ingredient information on any website where you're selling a product. So I hope to see that someday. But anyway, likewise, I found the salon brand Pravana also makes an artificial hair color extractor kit, and I couldn't find ingredients for that one either. That's more common with salon brands. You'll see them not do that. The salon brands in general tend to get away with a lot more.
Well, actually, it's written in the FDA regs that if you're selling a professional product, you don't have to really list the ingredient list.
Yes, but you know what? In the interest of transparency, and you know, you should provide your consumers with that information.
Absolutely, especially big companies like L'Oreal.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, I couldn't find the ingredients on this Pravana product. Now, it's a three-part system that sells for about $40. Now, one of the parts is a bottle of sulfate-free shampoo. So I think they're just throwing that in so they can charge you more. $40 for a kit like that is ridiculous compared to the things you can get for, you know, between $10 and $20. There's no reason to spend double that.
Right.
So anyway, you'll see links to all those in the show notes. Now, that brings us to the specific product that Lenora asked about, which is called Color Oops.
All right. Well, this product is based on the reduction technique as opposed to the oxidation technique like most other products. It uses a chemical called sodium hydrosulfite in a two-part system. Now, why a two-part system? Because hydrosulfite is very unstable, so you don't really want to expose it to a low pH until you're ready to use it. And now this product will cost you $14. Their website has a pretty good description of how the product works, and they say specifically that, quote, Color Oops is a revolutionary hair product that removes hair color to restore hair to its natural color. This is a miracle product because not only can it remove unwanted color, but it won't damage your hair. Color Oops contains hydrosulfite, which rapidly reduces the dye molecule without the need for bleach, ammonia, or peroxide. They continue, Color Oops reverses the oxidation process of hair color pigment. It shrinks the color pigment back to small clear dye intermediates. These intermediates are still in the hair. The rinsing and shampoo process is essential in assuring these intermediates are thoroughly washed from hair. We recommend washing and rinsing for 5 minutes, 3 to 4 times, but the longer you rinse, the better. If any of the dye intermediates are left in the hair, they can re-oxidize over time and your hair can re-darken. So the question is, does this stuff really work? And is it really damaging or not damaging to hair?
I actually thought that was a pretty good description of how the product works. Actually, without being, you know, too technical, that they gave a good description of the process. I take exception with their, you know, description of it being a miracle product. I think that sounds a bit like some puffery there. But I think overall, it sounds like they did a pretty good job. So, unfortunately, you know, I could not find any test data that proves how well any of these products work. Or even that, you know, proves how well the oxidation type works versus the reduction type. But I did check with an expert on hair dye formulations who's used this sulfite technology, and here's what he said. So I'm quoting now. Bisulfite has been used for a long time as a color corrector, remover, or lightener. My experience has been that it works to a minor degree, and the closer the color is to the person's natural hair color, the more it appears to be restoring this natural color. Sometimes people don't remember exactly what their natural hair color is if they've been coloring their hair for a long time. And also, this product won't remove all color from gray hair. But when you're done using this, it should return to a sort of a natural look as far as you remember. And if it works that well, then, you know, the consumer is probably going to be satisfied. So, all right. So in lieu of seeing any actual data, you know, I'm going to accept this, you know, expert testimony as evidence that the product works reasonably well. But there's one catch here that bothers me, and that's when we get to the question of damage.
Well, I'm also a little bit bothered by the fact that they say it's going to remove the color and you'll have your natural hair color. But during the process of coloring your hair, you actually are damaging the natural molecules that were in your hair already, right? Some of the melanins are going to get bleached during the coloring process. And even if you remove the color, that natural color is never going to be what it was.
Yeah, that's a good point. And they do, to be fair, they actually do point that on their website. So if you have lightened your hair a shade, it's not going to restore it to that original darker shade. All it's going to do is remove the hair dye itself. So right. good point, but they do say that on the website.
All right, let's talk about the potential for damage, right? Our hair color expert says that he has worked with bisulfite as a color remover. Now remember, the Color Oops uses hydrosulfite. Bisulfite is also well known for its use in other reactive hair care products like permanent wave lotions or, you know, perms. However, here's how that works. The disulfide bonds determine if the hair is curly or straight, right? Mm-hmm. So you have these sulfur-sulfur bonds. Bisulfite, because it's good, or it's a reacting agent, it can disrupt these bonds, allowing the hair to be changed from curly to straight. Then the bonds are reoxidized to lock that new shape in. And while it's true that the bisulfite perms are milder than the thioglycolate perms, most because of the lower pH, they still don't reform all of the disulfite bonds. And therefore, bisulfite can also weaken the hair.
Right. And, you know, if you're concerned about the show getting dry, you might want to cover your ears for a couple of minutes because I have to like to dig into this a little bit more. So, okay. So we've talked about bisulfite. You know, what does that have to do with color oops and hydrosulfite? So here's the deal. When hydrosulfite reacts with water, guess what it breaks down to? Bisulfite. Right. So, you know, so hydrosulfite has actually come out of the closet and revealed it's bisulfite.
Hey, that's clever.
You like what I did there? And by the way, you know, don't even bother like trying to Google this yourself because it's very confusing because hydrosulfite is also known as dithionite and hypodisulfite. So there's a lot of chemistry going on behind the scenes here. And, you know, again, that's why it gets a little bit dry. But the point here is to understand that Color Oops uses hydrosulfite, which does turn into bisulfite, which can be damaging to hair. Now, how big of a problem is that? Well, Color Oops mixes hydrosulfite with citric acid. So it's a two-part system. So when you mix it with acid, it's bringing the pH down probably below 5.5. Now, at this point, hydrosulfite converts to bisulfite, and then that breaks down to release sulfur dioxide, which smells a little like rotten eggs. I'm sure you know what that smells like.
We love that in our products.
And you... And at least it doesn't smell like those mushrooms you talked about last week. And, you know, people, if you read the reviews, people have complained about how this product smells. So I think this is a case where they're lowering the pH enough that it's, releasing some sulfur. But that's a good thing because the product's going to be less damaging to your hair at a lower pH. So if the pH was high and you were applying this material, it would do some damage just the same way that bisulfite does when it perms your hair. But at a lower pH, there's going to be less of this excessive swelling. So it won't be as damaging. So, I mean, there's going to be a trade-off here. There will be some degree of damage to those hair bonds. And this is consistent with, again, what some of the people who have used this product say, you know, that they have seen some extra damage from using it. You have to decide if the trade-off is worth it to you, Lenora, I guess, in this case. You know, is it worth getting a little more damage to get rid of some of that hair color? Well, then it may be, you know, perfectly fine for you to spend, you know, $10 or $15 or whatever this thing's going for. To give it a try, but you know, only you can really decide that for yourself.
Right. So let's go with the bottom line here. Color Oops should work reasonably well because it's based on the principle of using a reducing agent to break down the hair dye. However, the reducing agent that it uses, hydrosulfite, converts to bisulfite, and we know bisulfite can weaken the structure of hair, so there is some risk of damage despite what they might claim.
Right.
You have to decide if the risk of a little damage is worth the price of getting rid of that excess color. And finally, remember that Color Oops won't remove non-oxidative hair colors. Those are the bright stains that you get from products like Manic Panic.
So if you've dyed your armpit hair and you want to get rid of that, don't use this product.
This would not be the product to use.
All right, very good. Well, I hope Lenora finds and the rest of our listeners find that helpful. And as a special little reward for sitting through this very dry discussion of hair color chemistry, we've got a little reward for the listeners.
Oh, yeah? What's the reward?
Yeah, we're going to play a game of improbable products.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Well, we usually do that at the top of the show, but we got a little long-winded, so I thought we'd wrap up today with the game.
I think that's a great idea, and also for the people who complain that we talk too much in the beginning.
Exactly, exactly. All right,
Not that we're going to just change our show willy-nilly just because one person writes in and says we're awful and we're not loud and exciting enough.
That's me. All right, so we're going to play a special high-tech beauty gadget edition of Improbable Products. This is the game where I find products on the internet that sound unlikely and then I make up one that's even more unlikely and Perry and our listening audience has to guess which is the fake. Does your friend Chance there with you today?
Yeah, let me get Chance. There we go. Chance is in hand.
Chance is a deck of cards that Perry uses to pretend somebody else is playing along. So, okay, here we go, Perry. The first product is the color-changing hair e-extensions, which use fiber optics to suit your mood.
Okay.
Product number two, a fake fingernail trackpad, which is actually a mini remote control for your iPhone.
All right.
And number three, the body blower, which works like a Dyson hand dryer for your entire body. So which of those three high-tech beauty gadgets is fake?
All right. Well, the mood-changing hair extensions, fiber optics, that sounds reasonable. The second one struck me.
Fingernail trackpad.
That also sounds reasonable to me. So I'm going to say that I know your proclivity for the Dyson dryers. I think that has influenced you to say that the Dyson dryer is the full body dryer is the fake.
All right. What does Chance have to say?
Let's see what Chance has to say. I'm using these special new martini glass cards for Chance today. And Chance says the second one is the fake, the nail pad remote control thing.
Okay. Well, you guys are kind of all over the place. Well, Chance is wrong. And you're right about the artificial nail that's actually a trackpad for your smartphone. It's called the Nail-O wireless trackpad. It like sits on your thumb and then you use it with your index finger and you can control the smartphone like a cursor, I guess. So that's actually a true product.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah. So you got that one correct. Unfortunately, you're not correct about the Dyson dryer. There is a product. It's not from Dyson, but there is a product called the Body Dryer. And supposedly this thing is, it's sturdy enough to support like a 325-pound person. You stand on it, and it says it can dry your entire body in approximately 30 seconds using compressed ionized air. So apparently this thing sells for like $250. So, you know, there you go. The body dryer is a real thing.
Seriously, how can I be this terrible at this game?
Yeah, well, I'm afraid you are, and you know what that means is both you and Chance are wrong, and that the fake one is actually the color changing hair extension. Very plausible. And I made that up based on a shoe that uses e-ink to change its pattern. So there's shoes you can wear, and you like push a button or something, and all of a sudden it goes whoosh, and it's a different design on the shoe with e-ink. How cool is that?
Well, when I first read about e-ink, I thought that was going to change the world, and I wanted to get in on that, and it just the technology just hasn't developed the way I thought it would.
Well, now it's in shoes, so there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Randy, are you reading anything right now?
My notes for the show, yeah.
Oh, well, I just started reading a new book called The Universe Within, subtitled Discovering Common History of Rocks, Planets, and People.
Oh.
Well, I'm not really reading it, but I'm listening to it.
Okay.
You know, I love listening to books about physics and while joggling around town, right?
Uber well, nerdy.
I don't know where they get that rope. Anyway, the Beauty Brains have teamed up with Audible.com to offer a deal to our listeners. Right now, you can download a free audiobook and then show support to our show. So you just go to audibletrial.com/beautybrains. And get this, you can get an audio copy of our book, The Beauty Insider, for free. Remember The Beauty Insider?
I remember the book very well. I don't remember recording an audio version of that, though. Where did that come from?
Well, for real. So The Beauty Aisle Insider is, I guess it's a repackaged version of our book, Can You Get Hooked on Lip Balm, which was published a bit back. And that was published through Harlequin. And what Harlequin did is that they hired an actress to read it. So for real, you know, you can listen to the Beauty Brains book recorded in audio form. And I have to say, it sounds much nicer to have a woman read our words than our own annoying voices. And the benefit is she's not too excited and loud.
Here's the key question. Do you think she's available to replace you on the show? That's my biggest concern.
No, she's not.
Well, you'll
get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial, which you can cancel at any time, but you get to keep the audiobook. So go to audibletrial.com/beautybrains today.
Very good. All right. Well, Perry, that brings us to the end of today's episode.
Done already? Wow.
I know. Well, we packed a lot of dry chemical information in. Time flies when you're having fun.
We did. So. Now I'm going to go take the color out of my hair.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, I will just say thank you to all our listeners and remind everybody to come back next week. And until then, be brainy about your beauty.